So I'm with Karen Heath in the Escape Game Pontivy. We're in a room at the minute, it's a games room, and I can see lots of playing cards around me. So Karen, whose idea was it?
This is my idea for a game in Pontivy, but the idea of such games came about in about 2009. That used to exist on computers where people played and clicked and went into rooms and solved puzzles, opened padlocks. And then somebody had an idea to make this a real live game where people can come and play as a family or as colleagues or just for fun with their friends.
I can see a padlock behind your left shoulder there.
Yes.
So how does one actually go about cracking that code? You just by experiment and
time? No, there are clues all around the room. They could be puzzles, they could be colour codes, they could be combining two pieces of information. And you have to work out what the code may be and then open the padlock. You may find inside a key or another clue or...
And just looking around this room again, there are lots of references here to, I think, is that Alice in Wonderland?
It is. So the theme at the moment is Alice in Wonderland. And I change the theme here every 6 months. So Pontivy isn't a huge town, so I need to change it every 6 months.
Is that because you want people to come back again when you've changed the theme?
Exactly, and they do, which is good.
Yeah, very good.
I tend to choose themes which don't have anything to scare young children, and I do games from 10 years and upwards. There are lots of other games which are perhaps more adult, in which you're handcuffed and in a prison and you have to escape. But here I choose themes that are good for children as well.
Right. When you say all ages, how old has been the oldest customer you've had? The oldest gamer?
The oldest gamer must be late 80s, I think.
Good Lord.
Yes.
And how
they came with the family, so there was the grandchildren, the parents and the grandparents all came together.
Yeah. And how did she or he cope?
Actually, it was a couple. They were both in their 80s, I think. And they did very well. They were a little apprehensive when they arrived, that was clear. Their family was trying to say, there's nothing to frighten you, it's just fun. And when they came out, the smiles over their faces, it was beautiful to see. They really, really enjoyed it.
Now, you're an English teacher as well.
I am.
Is this, as well as being entertainment, is there anything educational in it?
No, I think this game you have to use the education you already have and use the knowledge you've built up over the years, how to solve puzzles, how to mix two items to get a result and that kind of thing.
But presumably the people that come here are largely French, are they? French kids?
Mostly the French. Not necessarily French children. I think most of the groups I have are in their 20s, 30s, 40s.
But could you make this educational if you had some of the clues, for example, in English?
We could. I have another friend who teaches at a lycée in town here in Pontivy, and we thought perhaps together we could make an educational afternoon with her students. So we will work on that sometime next year.
What's your particular background?
I used to work as a project manager in a bank. 400 resources and budgets of 300 million. So it's a different life here in France. I decided that the rat race, as my mother used to call it, it was time to leave that and do something different.
So how much did you plough into this business? 200 million?
Oh, no. Well, no, I need that amount. Yes, a little less, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Karen, thank you very much.